Un nouveau programme de hockey au printemps prend place à la Clabiche pour les jeunes de 11 et 12 ans. William Britton est à la tête de cette initiative, se disant simplement fatigué de devoir voyager plusieurs heures pour amener son fils à ses entraînements au printemps.
You know, there's lots of families that have traveled for spring hockey or development camps or things like that from the Lac-La-Biche region as well as the Lakeland area and you know, my son's playing hockey. Lots of our friends' kids play hockey. Their daughters are playing hockey. Some of them are playing AA in the new female program in Bonnyville. And we all just thought it might be a good idea if we had something locally. Years ago, there was something locally.
Pour l'instant, seule la catégorie 2012 sera mise en place en vue d'évaluer la possibilité d'offrir davantage de groupes d'âge l'an prochain.
So when I approached them about it, I told them, hey, you know, let's start with 2012 and then hopefully we can build enough interest and get into other age groups, you know, the following year. And lucky for us, they were gracious enough to let us use the logo and start a Junior Voyagers program. With the help, obviously, of some of the players and their coaches. Joe Cathcart, he's going to be the head coach, and he's on the bench with the Voyagers. College hockey team.
Les voyageurs juniors porteront les couleurs de l'équipe du collège, en plus d'être entraînés par Joseph Cathcart, assistant entraîneur au collège.
I just hope that we get some engagement because, honest to God, the coaching is top notch, and we're very, very fortunate to have a program like the Brush College Voyagers that we can piggyback off of because the level of coaching that they have. And the level of talent that they have on the ice, and then transferring that into the young kids in the local area, I think that's awesome, and it gives the kids some excitement. You know, getting the exact same uniform that the college team wears.
Monsieur Britton croit que ce programme sera extrêmement bénéfique pour les jeunes hockeyeurs.
In a great way, it's going to be development focused. So that means skill development, stick-on shooting, skating, power skating, a lot of edge work, and then obviously gameplay too as well. So it'll just continue on the great foundation that they've developed over the course of the winter and just extend a little bit into the spring for those kids and parents that really want to, really love the game and want to see their kids get a little extra.
Alors que les premières qualifications se donnaient ce dimanche 10 décembre, M. Britton assure que d'autres dates seront ajoutées en janvier. Il espère y voir un maximum de jeunes.
We'd like to have a competitive program, so we'd like to see some kids from all over the Lakeland area, St. Paul, Bonnyville, Lac-La-Biche, Plamondon, Athabasca, Wandering River, even Smoky Lake and Buffalo Lake and Kekano and Whitefish, Goodfish, all those places. We'd like to see them come on out and try out and put together a team of some of the best kids in the area.
Camille Dany, Boreal FM pour l'IGL.